very ambitious curriculum to cover today because I can't help myself.
Milo Primo is the CEO of Just Roots Consulting. In addition to doing this work, he is a civil rights attorney and a queer trans person himself. He says much of his work is going to bat for LGBTQ people against employers who make avoidable mistakes.
I love supporting and defending members of my community, but I also think it's really important to work collaboratively and create partnerships with employers and other institutions to just do better together in a proactive way.
The class starts as a kind of trans 101 of sorts, making sure everyone knows what it means to be trans and how implicit bias and microaggressions feed into the discrimination that trans people experience in the workplace. Then it dives deeper into the best practices and tools that employers can use to make their workplaces not only welcoming and affirming, but celebratory of trans people. A workshop like this is for a range of employers, Milo says, from those who are outwardly committed to inclusivity and just want to deepen that relationship, to businesses that are just starting out, learning about different gender identities.
And maybe they're doing this in a proactive way, like, I don't know that we've ever had any trans employees, but we probably will, so we should probably be prepared, which is awesome. Or, oh my gosh, someone just came out as trans in the workplace, and we have no idea what to do. And we don't want to mess up, right?
Among the topics that came up in the two-hour class were how to accommodate name changes, managing paperwork when someone's legal name doesn't match their preferred name, and making surveys and questionnaires with more gender options beyond just male and female.
What are you hoping to gain from it? Will help inform what options you put down, right? What are you doing with that data? What's the purpose of it?
The important thing to keep in mind, Primo says, is that while there are protections on paper that are supposed to prevent discrimination based on gender identity and expression, that doesn't stop it from happening. He says then the goal is to change the culture and mindset, and that's what he's here to do. Caitlin White, WXXI News.